There is a general halacha about not making brachas in front of erva. So the Mefarshim deal with the question of what about a bris milah? A bris milah, do they cover up the child before the bris or not? So the practice is no. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's not a problem. However, the question is, why isn't it a problem? And then, depending on why it isn't, would be different nafkamin. So, Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, a child 8 days old, one can do a bris milah, you make the bracha in front of the erva. We'll see why it's not erva. So, according to the first explanation, because up until the child is 9 in a day, so therefore he's not right with Bia, he's not fit to have, so it doesn't take on, according to pshat number one, it doesn't take on the status of erva until the child basically turns 9. So therefore it's not an issue. You can make all the brachas you want. It's like your knee being exposed, your elbow, your toe, it's just a different part of the body that's not considered erva. That's how some weren't. Other one said, no, it is an erva. If it's an erva, so how could you make the bracha? Because that's the chefsa shel mitzvah, that we have a klal, you make the brachas over lati yasa, not over the over. So the mitzvah, so you hold on to the maisa mitzvah, he holds on to the makamila, he makes the bracha, and does the bris milah. So according to everybody, the Moel makes the bracha, and he holds on to the makamila. The shaila is, why? So according to school number one, this is not an issue. It's not an erva, so no problem. According to number two, it is an erva, except but b'makam mitzvah mila, you're allowed to. So my nafkamina, nafkamina is shalo b'shas mila, your little child is running around naked. Can you make a bracha in front of him? So according to pshat number one, yeah. Until he's 9, it's not considered, doesn't have a din of an erva, so it's no different than anything else. But if you hold, no, it has a din of an erva, but it's not b'makamila, so it'd be problematic. And on the flip end of the scale is, it could be someone who is sick and is not having a bris until older, but more likely a scenario of a convert. Someone who's converting to Judaism, it could be 10, 20, 30, 40, etc. So what about a mila of a convert? So if it's school number one, so then it's a problem now, because the person's after 9, so it would be more problematic. Perhaps you'd have to cover it up. According to school number two, there's no problem. It's no different than an 8-day-old, they're both erva. But b'makam mitzvah, one's permitted. So that's a whole major debate among the Mefarshim and Poskim on which school of thought, and then the nafkamina being whether you can make a bracha when the kid, when the 1-year-old baby is running around naked. According to one, yes. According to pshat number one, yes. According to pshat number two, no. And the reverse is in older gear, can you make a bracha? So according to school number two, yes, because that's the mitzvah, but it's going to school number one, perhaps you'd have to cover up the erba, the shas bracha.